It's the 28th of January. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedfordshire News in 100 seconds. A woman who stood by and watched her partner abuse, then eventually murder her daughter, might have her sentence increased under the unduly lenient sentence scheme. The scheme allows anyone to ask for a Crown Court sentence to be reviewed by the Attorney General's office if they think the sentence in a case was too lenient. For 36 days, Chelsea Gleeson Michelle witnessed her partner Scott Jeff physically abuse 2-year-old Isabella Wilden. The Biggleswade couple were later seen pushing the child's body around in a stroller while they continued to socialise and act as if nothing had happened. Isabella's body was later found in a hostel bathroom in Ipswich. Miss Gleeson Michelle, who is 24, received a 10-year sentence, while her 24-year-old partner Scott Jeff received a life sentence and must serve a minimum of 26 years. Two flood warnings have been issued for both Bedford and central Bedfordshire towns along the River Great Ouse. The Environment Agency has advised that people living close to those areas should make the necessary preparations. Fire broke out at former nursing home Wren Park in Shefford over the weekend. 6 fire crews attended the incident, which occurred around 9 a.m. on Saturday. The nursing home has been closed since 2019. A spokesperson for Bedfordshire Fire and Rescue Service said an investigation into the cause of the fire would be conducted shortly. Sue Ryder's Christmas Tree Recycling Scheme, which picks up discarded real Christmas trees in specific areas of Bedfordshire for a donation, has raised close to £23,000. The Compassionate Care and End-of-Life Support Charity managed to collect and recycle close to 1,500 trees throughout the county. That's your Bedfordshire News in 100 seconds.
Working from home has its advantages and disadvantages. Those same four walls, not to mention your co-workers. Familiar. Provident House in Harper Street, Bedford has everything you need to run your business away from home. It's friendly, fun, quirky, inspiring and creative, with meeting rooms, hot desks, serviced offices, virtual mailboxes, free Wi-Fi and tea and coffee on tap. The only downside is explaining to your co-worker why you're leaving. To see what you're missing, visit www.provident.house.